the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! We started 26 weeks ago with 16 teams.
Oh, what an incredible drive.
Now, just four remain.
He's going to score!
The Storm, Sharks, Bunnies and Roosters.
Wowee!
Who will make it to the biggest game of the year? Today, Kennedy Malloy hosts a special show previewing both massive games.
Goes over, bang!
Wow, that's awesome.
This is...
Great try.
Kennedy Malloy rocks the prelims.
Yep, and how exciting is it? Four left. Here we go. This is going to be a cracking weekend of football.
Totally is.
One of the best in modern era, I would say to you.
I would say as well. We've got a huge game that there is in Melbourne. And, of course, coming up, we've got absolute rivals, Roosters and the Bunnies.
No love lost there. This is going to be a monstrous. Our show is chock-a-block today. MG, Triple M's own from the Rush Hour, will be here very shortly.
Robbie Kearns is going to be here as well, which is awesome.
He's a Cronulla and a Storm.
He is a bit of both.
Legendary character. Matty Rogers, where you're talking Cronulla legends. It doesn't get any bigger.
And, of course, Triple M's own royalty, Matty Johns.
Matty Johns.
He's going to be chatting to us as well.
I'll bet you from an RSL. I bet you he's playing the pokies when he rings in.
Well, the timing's almost right, isn't it?
Hey, we'll have a couple of staples. Clown of the Week will be up and running as per usual. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll do the weekend review.
Excellent.
So much to weigh.
I'm so pumped. It's one of the biggest weekends in sport.
I'm disappointed
across
a bit
the country.
Why not?
Russell Crowe hasn't called. I mean, I thought.
Do you know what? I was just about to text him. Just say good luck. Wishing you well.
Crowbar my seat.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just.
Well, I think
sure.
I know who you'd prefer to take.
Come on, we've worked together. We're two giants of the acting business.
You and Russell.
Me and Russell. Well, we're like peas
Russell,
in a pod.
Yes.
We're like two bulls.
Right.
Going head to head. I could have been gladiator. I could have done a bit of.
I don't know about that.
A bit of. you know,
sword action.
Free balling. Free balling. No, that's what you did.
No, you had a cod piece on.
Oh, that's right. How much did you pay for it? You put in a bid.
Did you say I did not put in a
you
bid?
You put
for
in
it.
A big
Shut
bid.
Up.
That cod piece was bought by an Alaskan blockbuster.
Wow. That's right.
No, it was bought by John Oliver, who sent it
to an Alaskan blockbuster video store.
So, anyway, Russell will be there. Ray Martin will be talking to as well.
He's
another big Rabbitohs fan.
He's in Darwin.
He's flying in for the game.
He's a passionate Rabbitohs fan.
Are we going to see if Storm can go all the way and then have it taken off them by the league? No, that's what they do.
Oh, that's not fair. And also Billy Slater's
Can I tell you my story? This is a true story.
Yeah.
Many years ago, as you know, being from Melbourne, I was a huge Richmond fan.
Yes.
And the only time I've ever thought about not barracking for Richmond was 2010.
Right.
I think it was 2010. And Richmond were eight rounds in and we were eight losses.
Yeah, you were very dejected.
No wins. I went, bugger this. I went across the road and I bought a Melbourne Storm membership.
You did absolutely do
and
that,
I went,
yes.
Because they were eight wins. No, they were eight wins,
they
no losses.
Absolutely so, unbeatable.
Later that week, Melbourne Storm was stripped of all their points in a salary cap.
That's right.
Debacle. I now had two teams with no wins between them, eight rounds in.
But you've been very loyal.
But I have
still
both teams in it tonight.
Jeez.
I cannot wait. We're going to go off. Hey, should we get the ball rolling?
Why don't we?
We'll come back in a minute with the great MG, Mark Geyer.
All here thanks to Crossroad Barbecues. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Mark Geyer is a rugby league icon. The king of the biff.
Oh, Geyer and Lewis. They're mouthing off at each other. Big Mark Geyer towering over him. Lewis again says something to Geyer. They push and shout. Oh, boy.
Please welcome MG.
Hello, big fella. How are you?
Absolute privilege and honour to be with you guys today. How are we?
We're really good.
Love your work on the Rush Hour. You're like our stable mate with Kennedy.
Well, you are. We'd like to think of you as our own regular MG on this show. So,
And as I said at the top, I'm honoured. Thank you.
Yes, here we go. Now, you're calling the game tonight. Massive game. How do you see it unfolding? Talk us through it.
Well, you've got Melbourne Storm and the Cronulla Sharks who are arch rivals.
Yep.
You've got Cronulla in a bit of throff and bubble with their main man, Paul Gallen, being out.
That's right. That's a big out.
It is.
Jeez Louise.
It's a massive out. The only thing I'd be worried if I was a Sharks supporter is that they've had a perfect couple of weeks.
Mm.
Will Chambers comes back in. Big Nelson Asafa Solomona comes in. Basically, the only problem Craig Bellamy has is the fact that he's got to pick who's on the bench. but Billy Slater's last game, Luke Lewis's last game for the Sharks.
Is that a factor? Well, are they going to get up and about for Luke Lewis?
I think so. Mickey, I think it's one of them things you put in your back pocket as a bit of motivation.
Yep.
But look, they've been in the last, I think since 2016 grand final, the Sharks have beaten the Storm 4 out of 5 times.
Mm.
So they're definitely a bogey team.
Mm.
But tonight's sudden death, and this week's kind of more dramatic. Once you get to the grand final, it's kind of a relief. But still being in sudden death grand finals, you're going, oh, man, if we get beat here.
a little bit of pressure, MG.
I think people are going to go off to, because of Billy Slater and all the heads, they've got on the papers everywhere around the country, I think, pictures of Billy's head.
Big mural in Richmond as well.
Yeah, you know,
that's an honour not bestowed often, MG. There are 3 people who've had a mural put up of them. It's Dustin Martin, Billy Slater, and myself.
Mick Malloy.
What a trifecta.
They painted one of me, however, I thought it was, I walked past and thought that someone's put a mural up of Matt Preston. either Matt Preston or Mrs. Doubtfire. I couldn't split it.
It's confusing.
It's an incredible honour.
Look, it's great. I think it is an honour. And, you know, they've made Melbourne a home as well for a long time.
They have indeed. They're such a part of the furniture now. They're the only team from interstate that's really been truly absorbed by the Melbourne culture. And if you're in Richmond on any Friday or Saturday night, any night the Storm are playing, they come from everywhere and they make their pilgrimage down to Amy, and they've got a rusted-on bunch of fans now. So it's great to see. It's good for the comp. Who wins, mate?
Melbourne win.
Wow.
Can they go all the way?
Yeah, they can.
And if they go all the way, will you take it off us?
No, nothing to do with me. My brother played in Melbourne. I've got a soft spot for you guys.
Just before we go, mate, can you describe what you're wearing to us? Because it's a fetching outfit and you've made an effort.
Well, it's a cool singlet top. What's wrong with that, Mickey?
I'm sitting in my attic in South Penrith here in the western suburbs of Sydney.
Yes.
It's just hit 28 degrees.
Oof.
Yeah. I've had a little workout with a few mates, and I thought I knew Joni was, you know, going to be seeing me on a camera, so I put the singlet on.
It's not worrying me at all. Let me tell you, it's a better view. It's a better view of you there than it is for me in the
How
studio.
How dare you?
Sorry, Mickey.
Hey, MG, thanks for taking the time. Have a great call tonight.
Yep.
You're a superstar. We look forward to catching up with you soon.
Good
mate.
On you. Great to have you on.
Keep up the great effort, guys. Love you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, brother.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Well, it can be that guy.
It can.
And we're going to start with that guy this week because it's not every day that someone, a former porn star, releases a book featuring your activities in the boudoir. And we're talking, of course, of Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. I was thinking that the only other sort of world leader that is copping and has had this sordid sort of past has got to be Berlusconi. That's the only one I can think of. And it's so disrespected.
Boris Yeltsin was out there.
Yeah.
No, Boris Yeltsin.
Wait till it comes out about him, I suppose. But this is off the scale, and it's terrible because now I can't look at...
A German chancellor puts it about a bit, so I've got to say.
Angela Merkel.
Oh, mate, come
she
on.
She is a dead
what about
set
the English
tyrant between the sheets.
No, not.
Who's the English PM?
Is it May? What's her name?
Oh, Theresa May.
Theresa May.
Hey. She's a bit stiff. She can do with a bit of a
boogie.
With a run.
She can boogie.
She can't dance.
That
is hilarious, by the way. Funny dance.
Okay, so Trump, he's been outed. He's for his mushroom-like penis and yeti-like pubes. I'm sorry. I'm just reporting the news. It's what can I do? Don't shoot the messenger.
Poor yetis. I mean, copying
the yetis
this
are shaving down as we speak. Of course, with all this detail, the US talk shows, the late night comedians went mad. Here's just a sample of their work.
In her upcoming memoir, adult film star Stormy Daniels compares President Trump's penis to the video game character Toad from Mario Kart.
Just like that, I will not eat a mushroom or play a video game ever again.
That's why in the new Mario Kart, Toad collects gold coins and uses them as hush money.
morning, he did order Homeland Security to deport the Super Mario Brothers, and they will be missed. She describes Trump's penis as smaller than average, but admitted she was impressed it had his name embossed in gold on it. And Stormy also said Trump knows he has an unusual penis. I can't wait for a reporter to ask Sarah Huckabee Sanders to deny that.
Now, what Stormy said is getting a lot of press, so today Trump responded to the allegation to set the record straight. Watch this.
It's a very small thing we're talking about. It's incredible the size of it.
Like a little tiny peanut.
There you go.
Officials in Australia are investigating supermarkets across the country after several people found needles hidden inside their strawberries. A needle hidden as a strawberry. Yes, that's exactly what it looked like, said Stormy Daniels. That's a joke about the news. You might be saying, how dare you make a joke about a penis looking like a video game character? That's the news right now.
There it is.
Oh,
not bad.
That's, I'm exhausted. Oh. We've only done one clown, but there's room for about 100 other clowns.
You mentioned
there?
The strawberries.
Yes.
Let's do that. That's the idiot. Strawberry tamperers.
What are you doing? And other fruit tamperers.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's an overrated fruit.
Well, I disagree wholeheartedly.
We've got a package. We'll play the package from the week.
All right, here's Strawberry Gate.
The strawberry's the most overrated fruit in the fruit bowl. It's had it too good.
Are you dissing strawberries?
It's had it too good for too long. It's like the aristocrat. It's king of the fruit bowl.
What's wrong with you?
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Oh, where are you off to? I'm off to the dessert cart. Where are you going? Oh, I'm off to Wimbledon.
Yeah, so it should be.
I'll be put in a plate with some cream. Oh, I'm going to be popped in a champagne glass. What about your rank and file, your grass roots?
What's your favourite?
Ah, you got to go with that.
I keep saying cantaloupe. Get off that. Get off that. Or rock melon, as most of us know it.
What's wrong with a rock melon?
It's the same thing.
Jeez, you guys. Wow, fruit's not my strong suit.
Please tell me you know that cantaloupe and rock melon are the same.
Do you know what? I always thought they tasted the same.
I would
honestly go, they've got to be the same family.
Oh, my God.
But why would you call it a rock melon and then a cantaloupe over there?
Because it's the same. You call a zucchini and a courgette. Different worlds.
A courgette? That's a car.
You've got so much to learn, Malloy.
A coupe, a courgette coupe. At least I don't suggest that the strawberries taste better in Paris.
Oh, shut up.
You
shut
said
up.
That on
Off
this
air,
program.
I said, and I didn't say strawberries taste better in Paris. I said Australian strawberries are the best in the world. The big strawberries in Paris, sometimes at those stalls, as you walk around
when
the markets,
when
the marché.
When you fly... when you've flown over there to have breakfast with your friends.
Yes.
And pay the bill by fishing your purse out of your $10,000
listen,
handbag.
It's not $10,000.
And you also said, God bless me, I think. I think we've got the audio.
Oh, we've
that
got it there. Let's play. You know what Jane said to me in the break? Well, you should try the ones in Paris.
Oh, Jane.
While you were trying to
God
make out.
God bless me.
Bless me.
I must do that more often.
All right. That's got the ball rolling. We'll come back and we'll do some more. I know that you've got a couple you want to get off your chest.
I indeedly do.
We are knee-deep in Clown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the Week. And get in touch with the show, 133353, or on all the socials at Kennedy Malloy, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as well.
The Emmys were on during the week.
Yeah.
And I would like to clown that stupid director who proposed to his girlfriend at the Emmys.
Idiot.
Do you know what? The more it makes me ill.
When you say director, we're talking E-stars. Celebrities like there's A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list. These two are not even.
So he's not your Ron Howard. He's not you.
He directed a variety special
on the Oscars.
On the Oscars.
Oh wow!
Oscars.
How hard is that? Right. Just putting it all together, man. Gee, so talented. Then anyway, they've been together for 100 years.
Right.
She's sitting there. It was so set up.
Yeah, it was awkward.
The camera was already on her.
Do you have a clip?
Yeah.
The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Get off.
You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend?
Yeah, why?
Because I want to call you my wife.
Good luck.
Please.
Don't do it.
Oh, wow. What a shock. Oh, I had no idea. And the camera's on me.
You can do better than that, idiot.
I didn't ask yet.
We know what happens.
Sit down. Please bring in the orchestra.
This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago.
If ever there was a call for the orchestra to play off a nong.
But stop hijacking the awards.
No, but he said my mum loves it so much she died, so she didn't even get to see you do it, you dickhead.
Correct.
You're an idiot.
Really bothered me that whole thing.
Right,
okay, speaking of bothering me.
Right.
I'm going to clown Mick Malloy.
I beg your pardon.
We had a couple of interviews this week, didn't you?
A famous interview with Ozzy Osbourne, which is now tracking very well and getting lots of plaudits. I think it's been played overseas. I think so, yes. I think it's being used at radio school as an example.
Well, the edited or the unedited interview? Because we had to sort of tidy the bit up towards the end.
Dave, can we just hear a little bit of the... Here's the
lyrics.
Hello? What was that? What was that? What?
All right, so we've got a bit of a bad delay here, Ozzy.
Look, it's going to get more. I don't know where they're going to get.
Sorry?
What?
I can't tell if this is the delay or we're both just having out-of-body experiences.
A bit of both. What was that?
I think he said a bit of both or I'm in a boat.
What?
I don't know what he's saying.
I have to do say, it was an excellent interview and had a big announcement. He's coming out for
Download Festival with Slayer, others. It's going to be massive.
But I'm going to have to clown you again, Mick.
We had
our guest Tom Gleason on and hear how you, start chatting with Tom. Here we go.
Well, it's a big day for you. So your show, rock quiz?
Art quiz.
Art quiz start. So I'm getting ready for my Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't wait. Ozzy Osbourne, he's going to be on his back foot.
Your skills.
With skills like that.
Truly excruciating.
I hosted Rock Quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
Do you know what's embarrassing is that it was written in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
In big letters.
Let me explain what happened.
Why? Go ahead.
Because it's his fault. Because
you just can't.
He has a show called Hard Quiz, and he has a segment on another show, The Weekly, called Hard Chat.
Yes. Mm.
Last time I got it wrong. I confused one which was nominated for a Logie and one which wasn't.
You haven't got early on.
So I came in and I went, quiz, quiz, quiz. Remember, quiz. Mm. Don't say chat, it's quiz. So. Out of case.
What are you, 8 years old? It's like saying, don't touch this, don't do that. That's what you do.
I'll touch it.
Have you got one?
What about the guy? What about the German athlete who ate 100 plates of sushi at an all-you-can-eat restaurant? We interviewed him.
We did. He was actually a good guy.
We actually interviewed him, and he had ate 100 plates of sushi and got barred, got told, don't darken the doorstep again. And then after all the publicity, they welcomed him back with his girlfriend who had about 50 plates. 100 plates of sushi, that's, you know.
You know what?
I've seen you do it over a long lunch.
Listen, you know, I would. Hey. You know why I'd rather drink my calories?
You steadfastly hold to those calories. You don't give them up for anything, do you? All right, are we all done?
Yeah.
That's it. It's been full as a gook. What are we coming back with?
Ray Martin is going to join us. Now, I believe he's in Darwin doing some filming for a show on SBS, but he is a massive Bunnies fan.
Okay.
Cannot wait.
And all right.
Check in with Ray Martin right after this.
A new way to drive home. Malloy.
Very special guest joining us on the phone in Darwin is the great Ray Martin on the show.
A living media legend in his own time. Ray, what are you doing in Darwin?
Hey, Mick. Hey, James.
Hey, Ray.
I was up here giving a speech as it happens on health, which would be something very close to your life, Mick.
Yes, that's right. Did my name come up at all?
You know it.
They mention you all the time with the photos of you as well. You know, basically, not just the six pack, the 12 pack.
I thought you might be using Mick as the before photos.
That's right.
No. Let's not talk about this.
My booper version. Hey, so listen, mate. It's great to catch up with you. It's been way too long. And thank you for your wonderful cameo last night.
Oh, yes. It was hilarious.
On the front bar where you appeared as a kidnap victim. It was supposed to be Dustin Martin, but we got Ray Martin.
Indeed. It was a very funny idea. I was happy to do it. I'm glad we squeezed it in. And, I did it in my garage with my son. Can I say pissing himself?
I thought it was very well shot. He's got a career in the business. There you go.
That's right.
Ray, you have got an exciting time ahead because your beloved Rabbitohs are playing and you're in Darwin. How's this going to work?
Yeah, I'm catching a plane out of here tonight at 1:20 and I'll get home about 6 in the morning in Sydney and I'll have a bit of a sleep and I've got a couple of things on, a couple of friends things that which it requires a couple of drinks and then I'll be heading off to the game with about, we've booked a dozen of us. We could have got in the chairman's box or we could have got in Russell's box, but I want to be with the mob tomorrow. It's a good cool. one. When you take on the Roosters, you've got to be with the mob. You've got to hate them.
Well, the rivalry's fierce, of course, between you guys.
Oh, look, I hate him. I do. I can accept anyone. But for all their lives, for the last 50 years, they've been stealing South's best players. We have a T-shirt that says, always in our shadow.
I'm guessing you'll be getting a tattoo of that after a big win.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Don't joke.
Now, how are you getting? You're sitting catching a plane at 1:20 a.m. Is Russell sending his private jet up, is he?
No, it's a Qantas plane, so I'll get back on Qantas, but it can do it, 1:20, so I've got some friends up here. I'll have a nice meal and get in the mood, and as I say,
that's a 6-can trip the Darwin to Sydney at least.
But I'll be wearing red and green all the way down.
Hey, good on you, mate. And while we've got you, I'd love to know what you're up to. Are we going to see you on our screens anytime soon? What have you been working on?
Yeah, and I've worked a whole range of things. I've done about 90 airline trips this past year, so I'm fairly mobile. I'm doing at SBS the biggest live broadcast I've ever done, which is called Go Back to Where You Came From Live.
Wow.
That's on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of October. That'll be kind of hairy. That'll push the envelope a bit.
Well, it's good timing to push the envelope, Ray, and they're really interesting outcomes you get from those shows as well.
No, they're good. I enjoy it. I like SBS. I do stuff there. I'm trying to finish a book on Fred Hollows that I've been writing for some time. And I'm also doing some stuff with Blackfellow Productions in Melbourne. And so it's good. It's nice to be able to pick and choose. There's a time when I have to do what I was told. These days, I just do what I want to do.
They all sound like great projects to be working on.
It beats working, Mick. Beats working.
And is there another series of, what is it, Top Blokes and Good Sorts? That was my favourite. Where was that?
Well, that's only because you started. Yeah. That was the Top Sorts one.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, mate, we can't thank you enough for giving us some time. I love the way you talk about your football team. You can't bung
that
stuff on.
You're so passionate. That's what we love about
you're
you.
The real deal.
I was born a South Sydney mad fan, and I will be when I die, till I die. But it's just when you take on East. We'll be out there. I could be suicidal about that.
Ray, no pitch invasion. No pitch invading, okay? And no nudity on Mad Monday.
Correct.
That's all.
No, I can't guarantee that.
Good on you, Ray.
Good on you, Ray.
Ray Martin joining
us. Good on the Rabbitohs.
Robbie Kearns coming up next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You are listening to Kennedy Malloy with another special guest in studio, the great Robbie Kearns.
Well, it's a Storm royalty, Sharks royalty. He's got a foot in either camp. It'll be interesting to see which way he breaks on
this one. I'm thrilled to meet you, Robbie. It's probably it's the first time I've really met you.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. But very excited to be here, guys, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You go way back with Mick Malloy, sadly, for you, really.
Yeah, I've known Mick for 20-odd years now.
We've been thrown out of a couple of venues together. And I've been a guest in the Robbie Kearns Lounge on many of occasions. Yeah. Well, how's the lounge still up and running, mate?
Mate, ever since you haven't been there for a while.
I haven't darkened the doorstep in a while after the last incident involving me and Molly Mildred.
We've moved on from the Kearns Lounge, but, mate, it's obviously exciting times. The club's going ahead in leaps and bounds, and the boys obviously in a prelim tonight, which is fantastic.
It's going to be a great game, and the Sharks have got a great record against Storm. How's the preparation been? We haven't heard much coming out of the Storm camp.
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. I mean, in the lead-up, and Jason Rolls uses this analogy in the lead-up to the finals. He said last year we were a Ferrari flying down the freeway with the roof off.
Yeah.
This year, with all the bumps and bruises, we've had suspensions, a lot of injuries. We're like a beat-up old Kingswood with the doors flying off, but we're still moving forward.
With steam coming out the radiator.
But we're still going.
Well, the Sharks are like the Arkansas buzzwagon. Yeah. So we've still got the wood. How do you feel? You start your playing days at the Sharks. Do you still hold a candle for them?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of family, close friends back there. I'm still good mates with a lot of the guys still playing there, actually, believe it or not. But again, I'm a Storm boy through and through. I've been down here for 21 years now, Mick, and I love the Storm. But, you know, I've got a soft spot for the Sharks, but when they're up against the Storm, it's bad luck.
Yes. And obviously you'll be heading off there tonight, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely.
The feeling's going to be amazing because of Billy Slater as well, I imagine.
Just an absolute icon of the game. He's loved everywhere. He's just been, you know, when you talk about marquee players in the NRL, he's been it for the last sort of decade or 16 years.
We'll miss him.
He's an immortal, isn't he? Yeah. How long before he gets the gong?
Well, they usually wait till you retire, and I'm still waiting. But
it's been lost in the mail, jersey.
But no doubt, within a couple of years, Mick, he'll be given the immortal status, and mate, well deserved. He's been an absolute superstar of our game, and fingers crossed, we've got two more games to go for him, and we can send him off a winner.
Yeah. Now, you said you've made Melbourne your home. I know you run a few pubs down there because it's usually how we catch up. I call them in the last meeting. You've got a new one, the Albion. How is that going? I hear, and as a local down there time to time, nothing but good things.
Yeah, no, it's going quite well, Mick. It helps when you've got a bloke like Dane Swan heading up. He brings some trouble from time to time. But,
well, when it went up in flames, I went, nah, Swanee, what have you done there?
He's a superstar, as you know, Mick.
It's a good crew.
And you've got it up and flying.
It's going really well. Yeah. So that's another little venture.
After party back to, is this got a mad Monday or a mad Wednesday written all over it?
It's got a mad Monday through the Friday if we get up there.
Because traditionally the NRL don't go too mad on their mad.
No, they've been really well behaved lately. Yeah,
make sure
they've
got security out the front to make sure there's no cameras around, boys.
Can you top Canterbury's effort? That's all.
Well, we're not going to get to you to choose between the two, so we know your heart's with Storm.
It's Storm. Absolutely. And quickly, the other massive game tomorrow, the Rabbitohs and Eastern Suburbs, the Roosters.
That's a massive rivalry between these two clubs. They've been at each other for almost 120 years. So it's going to be a tough game. It's sort of the upper class with the Roosters up against the Bunnies from the Redfern area, which makes for a great rivalry.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
I've been flipping the coin all week and I still can't pick it, but if I'm going to say one or the other, I'm going to say Russell Crowe's Bunnies.
Russell Crowe's Bunnies.
There you go. That'll make him happy.
Versus Arthur Beetson's Eastern Suburbs.
Correct.
All right, mate, thanks for swinging by.
Yeah,
have a jar at the Albion for me and good luck, Storm. You know we're in that camp, so I hope it's another great night for the club.
Good on you guys. Thanks
Robbie.
For your support.
Robbie Kearns joining us up next. It's Matt Rogers. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. We started 26 weeks ago with 16 teams.
Oh, what an incredible try.
Now, just four remain.
He's going to score!
The Storm, Sharks, Bunnies and Roosters.
Wowee.
We'll make it to the biggest game of the year. Today, Kennedy Malloy hosts a special show previewing both massive games.
Goes over, bang!
Wow, that's awesome.
This is...
Great try.
Kennedy Malloy rocks the prelims.
Got that right, muchacho. This is our NRL special. Four teams. This is going to be great stuff.
It really is. Huge.
I cannot wait. Matty Johns. He's going to Triple M stablemate.
Yeah.
Well,
he's going to swing by.
I can't wait.
Sooner rather than later, because I reckon he might have had a couple.
He's been up
since breakfast.
Yeah.
If I know him. We're going to do the week in the review. We'll wrap up. We'll take your calls and your tweets. But let's start at the top of the hour with an NRL legend and former Shark great. A famous family name down there at Cronulla, making welcome. It's Matt Rogers. How are you, Matt?
I'm awesome, guys. How are you?
Well, we're great, Matt. And so happy to be speaking to you. Let's start where the most interest lies. What a dickhead. What were you doing on Survivor, mate?
I was waiting for that.
What happened?
I think Mick's a bit aghast, as Australia was, because you had the immunity in your pocket, mate. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I watched it back.
Yeah.
And even I was yelling at the screen, play the idol, you idiot. You idiot.
Look, we understand you were probably really hungry and really tired and you're not focused, right?
You know, the funny thing is, like when Benji jumped in, I'm thinking, what is he doing here? And then he was like saying it's going to be a split vote. And I'm, so I'm starting to do maths in my head. I'm thinking 5 and 4.
Hey, we've actually got a little bit. Do you mind if we play it back?
Oh,
and
you,
and you can live this moment again.
Do I really have to really?
Yeah. Okay. Take your medicine.
Hi, I'm Matt, and I just got voted off Survivor on day 37. I did not see it coming. Yeah, as soon as Sian stood up to play the idol, I was thinking, why are you playing the idol? Like, we got this in the bag.
But I'm playing it for Matt.
And I was like, all right. And then, you know, Benji piped up.
Don't play for Matt.
Sort of thing. I'm like, what the hell? I'm going home. I probably should have just whipped it straight out and go, well, how about I just play one for me? And that would have rattled them, but didn't think quick enough on my feet. I left the game with an idol.
Sorry, Matt, but you should have voted me off when you had the chance.
I've got no hard feelings towards anyone.
Matt, the tribe has spoken.
Oh, I should have just got up and punched Benji in the face. Would have ended it
right there. Made good TV.
Would have been a good finish.
And you're absolute one of the favourites and your sweetheart of Australia. And we loved seeing you, but you're out now.
You just wanted to get away from Brian Lake, didn't you?
Oh, mate, I tell you what, if there was one benefit that came getting voted out then, it was getting away from Lakey. I love the bloke, but geez, I tell you what, his wife deserves
a medal. How many days were you with him?
37.
37.
All day.
I think that's how many days he spent in a Japanese prison.
It was too.
Did you know about that?
The rice.
Did you hear?
I did have a bit of a chuckle.
As hey, you would, of course.
Now, we've got you here for bigger business. How nervous are you? A big game tonight in Amy. Storm Sharks, we know how staunch you are. You've got, Sharks blood coursing through your veins.
I do.
What do you think? What's what chance have you got tonight?
We've got a good chance. Yeah. We seem to be able to rattle the Storm. Whether it's them not being on their game or us getting them off their game, it just seems to happen every time we play them, particularly this year.
How much will we miss Paul Gallen? He's out, which is a bit of a bummer.
They say he's out.
Oh,
I don't see him on the field. I saw Luke Lewis make a comment in the press just today. And it seems like they might be playing a few ducks and drakes. So
you're kidding. That would be
an
absolute...
Flano would never do that.
This is not Survivor now. It's not a game of, you know...
What's he going to play his immunity idol, is he?
He's going to pull out his idol and run out on the field. Look, it's a big game. Melbourne do get up for finals and particularly milestone games. This is Billy's last game in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean... The Sharks need to be at their best. There's no question about that. Being without Wade Graham is a huge loss.
Yes.
And we're going to have to play at our absolute best and hope that we can rattle the Storm.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be massive because I know that area of Melbourne very well. You're going to have a full MCG with 100,000 people in it. Amy Park will be packed to the
Choppers.
Gunnels.
Yeah.
And I believe there's some ballet on as well nearby. So
that should draw a few.
So if all those crowds merge, it's going to be bedlam.
Will ScoMo be going along, do you think?
It'll be one of those PMs who gets booed.
Who gets a scarf and waves it, man.
Now, I'm taking the temperature and women like Jane and others. Mate, you should have a run at The Bachelor. Now you're out of Survivor.
I don't think Chloe will be very impressed.
Apparently, they've all got wives, mate. Apparently Honey Badger's got three.
No, it's always good. It's apparently that everyone does it now for their brand. So, you know, if you've got something to plug.
My brand's good.
Yeah.
I reckon who would be a good Bachelor?
Who's that?
Is Sam. Off Survivor, Sam, the academic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a legend. Good-looking young kid.
He is a good-looking rooster. So
get a heap of nerdy girls in there, the academic guy or...
Yeah, or they could
Beauty
be,
and the Beast.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Oh, you're always... You had a lot to think about when you were in Survivor.
Mate, do you know, Matt, they only ever asked me... I've only ever been invited to be on one reality TV show. Channel 9 rang me up once and said, mate... we want to know if you're interested in going on Celebrity Overhaul.
Mate, that would be awesome. Well, yeah. I said,
how long's the season go? They go 8 weeks. I said, you won't touch the side.
Hey, how many kilos did you drop when you were in Survivor?
I lost 13 kilos.
Jeez. So,
yeah, I didn't have much to lose before I went in there.
Jeez.
It became skin
pretty...
and bones.
You know what you should have done to win Survivor? Kill all the men and keep all the women to spread your seed.
My apologies, honestly, Matt.
We won a spear, a fishing spear, and I thought if I accidentally spear that person, I'll be out of the game.
Tasty.
That'll be one down.
Good on you, mate, and good luck tonight.
Matt Cheers Rogers guys. Joining us. Thanks, this is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
Matty Johns was a master at 5'8", with his brother by his side and his prodigious right boot.
Here goes the kick from Johns. He's in the net. Matty Johns has got it.
Please welcome Matty Johns.
Matty! Hello. How are you?
Hey, Mick. Hey, Jane.
Hey,
how are you
Matty.
Going?
Are you calling us from your local RSL? Are you playing a pokey as we speak?
Oh.
How many have you had? This is normal. This is standard operating procedure.
And I wish I was there with you.
This is really sad.
What?
Because my eldest Blake went into hospital to get his wisdom tooth removed.
Right.
My wife, Trish, went down to the local and she said, mate, he's not allowed to come down here today. If he comes down,
You're kidding.
Yeah, she put the bar on me, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm taking it in the garage instead.
Jeez.
Oh, this is terrible.
The hand of the law's come down upon you. And then one day you need it most.
Yep. Oh, God, I do love those pokies. Anyway.
No, anyway, Matty, on to business. Now, you hate Melbourne Storm. You really do. You always have, and it's just part of the way you roll. Will the Sharks win tonight? What's happening?
Mick, you know, mate, I have so much respect for the Melbourne Storm.
Mm.
Over the years, I've had a fair bit to do with the club, and
yeah.
my youngest son's down there now.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I tell you, I think they'll win tonight. The Sharks have, in the past, always gone very well against Melbourne.
They do.
They're a hard-nosed, old, experienced side that gets under their skin. They've beat them four of the last five times, beat them twice this year. My thing about Melbourne is this. When you give Melbourne 2 weeks preparation, they prepare very, very well. They have a combination of, you know, Smith and Bellamy.
Yeah,
and I think they'll get the job done.
Okay. Yeah.
And the thing about this, Mick,
yeah.
I'll just say this, Jane, is this. The only thing about Melbourne is this. Everyone I talk to tell me Melbourne have had the absolute perfect preparation.
Mm.
And just because you have the perfect preparation doesn't make for a perfect game.
No.
And so sometimes, you know, that I know it sounds strange, but the perfect preparation sometimes, or you think you've had the perfect preparation, can mask some things.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think they'll win, but I think it'll be tough.
We just spoke to Matty Rogers, and he tried to float some bizarre theory that he reckons Paul Gallen might play. Have you heard anything to that effect?
Mick, well, I was talking to journalists who saw him through the week, and they were telling me there is no way he'll play.
Right, yeah.
They said he could barely, he couldn't even rotate the shoulder. And so this is the thing with rugby league. If Gal gets out, he's unbelievably tough. You get painkillers and everything.
Yeah.
But if you go out there, mate, they will target that shoulder right completely.
Oh, that's not very pleasant.
Yes.
Hey,
I know it's not, James, but you know how it is.
It's a very sentimental game, though, it will be, especially for the Melbourne Storm fans, because Billy Slater, it could be his last game in Melbourne.
You know, it's been amazing. The Billy Slater story is absolutely incredible.
He's so loved, isn't he?
And I know they put the mural there in Richmond, which is... the city of Melbourne, yeah, have been so good for the Melbourne Storm. I mean, let's face it, like, the rugby league has come as outsiders there, but the way that they've been accepted into the community and the landscape has been unbelievable. I love going to games there because the fanatical support, it really is fantastic.
That's pretty
good. Yep. Billy's a bloke, mate, who was unbelievable. He was a late developer. The Broncos didn't want him, neither did North Queensland. He gave it up and he said, I'm going to give it away. I'll pursue my second love, which was
the trot.
He went down, he was cleaning stables for Gay Waterhouse and doing a bit of track work.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. This is a true story, Matty Johns. I have beaten Billy Slater in a trotting race with Shetland ponies.
You have not.
I have.
What the hell?
Me, Russell Gilbert and Billy Slater got the trifecta, and then Russell Gilbert protested second against first because mine was galloping, basically, being whipped in the ass.
Good.
And Billy Slater was third. I'll get the footage out. So.
That Shetland pony deserves a medal pulling you,
me. The Shetland pony was put down immediately afterwards.
Let me tell you. He's been phenomenal. Without Billy Slater, I don't know where rugby league would be in Melbourne.
Oh, wow, that's a big rap.
Yeah, you're dead right. He is a superstar. He's got a mural up. He's one of our favourite sons in Melbourne. Let's quickly, Roosters, Rabbitohs. What's your...
Oh, the last game at the old Sydney Football Stadium until they bulldozed
it.
And it is, mate, like, honestly, Anzac Parade just separates these two teams.
Yeah.
It's real class warfare. It's like Paddington and Point Piper against Brentford.
It's the Eastern Suburbs versus...
Oh, and it is... There is no love lost. There's conspiracy theories going around. You've heard all those.
I've heard a few, lately.
Yeah, I have. Only in rugby league.
Well, it's going to be fantastic, man.
I'm going to go for the bunnies, Mick. I'm going to go for the bunnies.
All right.
In an upset of sorts.
Well, I'm really looking forward to both games. Forget you even just which code you follow. This is one of the great weekends of football
in Australia,
this country puts on. So get in front of the telly, go to the ground, get involved. This is it. Ground zero for good footy.
Good luck at home, and you're able to sort of start the afternoon rolling from now on.
Mate, I'm about six in, Jane. Once I get to about nine, I'll get some Dutch courage and just march down that
You'll be
guilty. Yeah, Maddie.
I've got the 50 ready to pop in that pyramid right now.
There you go. All right, there he is. Maddie Johns joining us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Wow, what a week.
Yeah.
Feels longer than that.
I can say that again.
Feels like about a month.
Well,
feelings mutual.
How are you feeling? Are you going to go home and have a good old think about it?
I'm going to think
your
about
behaviour
anything.
Behaviour this week?
I'm going to get on a plane soon.
Hey,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Off
yes, I'm going to go off to WA.
Yeah.
After going mad. It's not an end of season trip, remember?
Yeah.
You and your husband.
I can go mad whenever I want.
Got to be responsible.
Yeah. Right. So you don't see how many beers you can have on the trip. See if we can break Booney's record.
Oh, yeah.
On the flight to Perth.
I'm not a beer drinker on a plane.
Well, I know, but you'd be interesting. See if you can get off at the other end in a wheelchair. like you're a member of the Australian swimming team.
All right, that's my aim.
See if you can be met by federal police at the other end who pop you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's it. Strap you in.
What's in it for me?
Ah, whatever you want.
Be fun for the show.
All right. Hey, let's take a look back at the week that was.
A week of revelations on Kennedy Malloy. We learnt that Mick has surprising future career plans.
I'd leave this joint tomorrow if they could give me a drive-time shift on Coles Radio.
Okay, I would love to hear you.
Big shout-out to everyone in aisle five. How much fun would it be?
Are you in a little booth?
I'm in a booth. I'm interviewing, some of the red coats. I'm interviewing some of the maintenance guys about the wonky wheels. How many wonky wheels we got?
Mick also surprised us with a spontaneous rendition from South Pacific.
We got volleyball and ping-pong and a lot of dandy games. What a... We got, we ain't got dames.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But Jane took a bit more convincing to belt out a show tune.
No, this is too embarrassing.
Come on. Oh, what about the nanny song?
Come on, no, Jane. Do it as the nanny.
Do it
as the nanny.
Do it.
Day by day.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Bill Bailey taught us that there's such a thing as an amateur falconer.
There's a park down in the west of England where I grew up. They had a sort of amateur falconer.
It's dangerous.
He was a sort of weekend.
Amateur falconer.
And he said to me, he goes, a lot of them don't come back. Well, we might see your name again.
We were surprised where people were popping the question.
New Year's Eve at the back of one of those riverboat steamers, the big paddles and going up.
Oh, this sounds good.
On a paddle boat. Who are you proposing to? Sigmund Thornton?
Is this All the Rivers Run?
What year was this? 1862?
And we shouldn't have been surprised that an interview between Mick Malloy and Ozzy Osbourne would sound like this.
Hello? What was that? What? What was that? What?
No, we've got a bit of a bad delay here, Ozzy.
Got to get more.
Sorry?
What?
Tom Gleason was surprised to learn that he was hosting a new show.
Your show? Rock quiz?
Art quiz.
Art quiz.
I hosted rock quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
And the Strawberry Saboteurs might be in for a big surprise once they're caught.
It's not exactly a chilling story to tell once you get into jail. So you are going to have a very tough time.
Not the strawberries.
In the joint. Mate, you guys have been messing with our strawberries. That guy we found, hog-tied with a strawberry in his mouth.
Jane told us how Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley learnt a valuable lesson after losing a grand final.
Jane, God, how are you guys? You must be close to, it could happen any day now, about to have the baby. And unfortunately for Bucks, not only had they lost the grand final, but I'd had that baby about a month ago. And his face...
was so distraught.
Basically,
he said, and I thought tonight was a bad night for losing grand final.
But the biggest surprise was reserved for a new mum in hospital.
I was a midwife. I was helping a new mum breastfeed. So I was showing her and the hubby how to breastfeed and bit of hands-on, getting him involved. And when he left the room, yes, she said to me, "That was my brother."
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Crossray, it's the smarter, easier way to barbecue.
Okay, Jane Kennedy, now you've done one of the greatest things I've ever heard of for your partner, for Robert Sitch.
Yes.
You, without his knowledge, you went and you got two tickets to Perth.
Yes.
And seats for the game and hotel accommodation. You got everything.
For him
you
to see his beloved Melbourne football team.
Yeah. You know the only thing you could do that would possibly be more impressive?
I think I know where you're heading.
Get him one of these.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bloody. Get him. Oh. Don't tell him. Just bring it in. Bring in the barbecue. Yeah. Put it out the back. Go, "Hi, honey, come out here and have a look." What man wouldn't go weak at the knees?
A four-burner trolley barbecue.
Oh, don't go mad. I would have thought just the two-burner.
No. Or I could already get it inbuilt because you can get that done too.
Oh, what?
And it's got LED illuminated control knobs.
Oh, yeah.
And an easy-to-access drain tray, which is perfect. What I always like.
That's the bit that most others let themselves down.
They really do.
Did you say inbuilt?
I did.
What about this for a plan?
What?
You build the whole house around the Crossray.
Oh, Jane.
So you put the Crossray in first and you go, "Okay, that's prime posse. Now
it's the centrepiece.
Where do you want the bedroom?"
Do you know what? You don't often come up with really good ideas, but that's one of your finest.
That's your best backhanded compliment I've ever received.
You're
These
welcome.
Are the best barbecues in the world. You would build a Taj Mahal around the Crossray.
Thank you, Crossray.
All right. It's barbecues the smarter, easier way.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Triple M rocks the footy tonight, guys. It's the Storm and the Sharks. Been a huge, huge show. And a big week next week on Kennedy Malloy as well. Dr. Chris Brown is going to swing by.
Ooh, there's your lover boy.
So excited. Yeah. He's hosting. Have you been paying attention?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It's an embarrassment of riches, isn't it? Like you do the show with me all week and then you get to interview
Chris Brown.
You're surrounded by himbos.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see you Monday for Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about.
Crossray Barbecues.
Crossray.com.au.